91X News.
It's 3 degrees and partly cloudy at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Brandon White with 91X News. Fresh off of his re-election victory, U.S. President Barack Obama is searching for a way to break the congressional gridlock in Washington. Ann Compton has the story.
In victory, President Obama is offering an olive branch.
I am looking forward to reaching out and working with leaders of both parties to meet the challenges we can only solve together.
In defeat, Mitt Romney wants the same.
Our leaders have to reach across the aisle to do the people's work.
That commitment faces a daunting immediate challenge. Severe budget cuts called the fiscal cliff are now just a few short weeks away. Ann Compton, ABC News, traveling with the president in Chicago.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the world, Prime Minister Harper is congratulating U.S. President Barack Obama on a hard-fought election victory and is looking forward to working with him further.
We've had a very good and productive working relationship. We're both focused on jobs and growth in the global economy, particularly in North America. And I look forward in particular to working with him on the Beyond the Border initiative, which is obviously very important for the opportunities for Canadians and Americans going forward.
Harper has been touring India as part of a six-day trade mission. The first ever homeless shelter has been set up in Estevan, Saskatchewan, and it's all because of an economic boom. St. Paul's United Church has established the shelter because of an influx of people looking for work in Saskatchewan's growing oil and energy sector. A church minister says people can't find a place to stay because there are no empty apartments or hotel rooms. It appears Winnipeg police have hit the target with a new gun amnesty program. The month-long program allows people to turn in guns and get a digital camera and a gift card from a photo store in exchange. The program started 6 days ago, and already at least 258 firearms have been turned in. Police say most of the firearms given up so far have been long guns, but some people have also turned in handguns. Education Minister Laurel Broughton says the government is pleased after a job action by some high school teachers planned for today was canceled. Broughton says they are looking forward to talks with the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation. The union had instructed its members who are in a legal strike position to skip staff meetings and forego standardized tests starting today. But the Federation says it plans to meet with government officials today. The union is fuming over a law that bans teachers from striking and also cuts benefits and freezes the wages of senior teachers. It won't be a very merry Christmas for workers at Teleperformance in Cornwall. The company is closing its Cornwall location in the new year. About 120 employees got the news yesterday as the company's Canadian CEO visited the call center. The workers' last day is January 11th. While Michigan voters were casting ballots for president, they also decided against getting involved in decisions on new bridges or tunnels linking the state to Canada. A measure that called for a statewide vote on plans for any new international crossings was voted down. It comes amid a dispute over competing proposals for a new bridge between Detroit and Windsor. A Lymington woman who survived a deadly boat crash last year has filed a $3.3 million lawsuit alleging a rock wall the boat crashed into should have been properly lit. The boat hit the breakwater in Lake Erie near the Lymington Marina in June 2011, killing three people on board. Two others were rescued. A statement of claim filed this week says the municipality of Lymington and the provincial and federal governments should have installed lights on the breakwater as a safety measure. It says lights weren't put on the breakwater until a year after the crash. A 15-year-old boy charged in connection with a string of sexual assaults in Toronto's West End will stay in jail until at least December 12th. A judge denied him bail yesterday. The boy is facing 16 sexual assault charges and two counts of criminal harassment after several women reported being attacked since the summer. In the majority of the cases, the women told police that they had been approached from behind by an assailant who then fled. A London psychiatrist is due in court today charged with sexual offenses. 65-year-old Stanley Dobrowski is charged with one count of sexual assault and one count of voyeurism. It's alleged that several of Dobrowski's female patients were videotaped and inappropriately touched during physical examinations between 2005 and 2011. Dobrowski was suspended by the Ontario College of Physicians and Surgeons on October 12th. Police say there may be other victims. A clothing retailer has settled a trademark infringement lawsuit with Canada Goose over its distinctive parkas. Canada Goose sued International Clothiers, Inc. earlier this year, accusing it of making shoddy replicas. The well-known outwear manufacturer alleged International Clothiers intentionally designed a logo and positioned it on jackets to mimic the Canada Goose Arctic Program trademark. The matter was settled Tuesday, but the terms of the settlement are confidential. When the lawsuit was filed in January, Canada Goose said it had sold more than $225 million in coats and accessories across Canada since 2005. International Clothiers is owned by Fairweather Limited, which reached a deal this year with American chain Target Corp to stop using the Target name. Microsoft is dropping its instant messaging program and forcing most users to switch to Skype. Maintaining Windows Live Messenger made less sense after Microsoft bought Skype for $8.5 billion last year. A new version of Skype released a few weeks ago allows users to sign in with a Microsoft account. By merging the two services, people won't have to maintain two separate contact lists. Microsoft says much has changed in how people communicate. There's more use of text messaging and social networking rather than instant messaging. Microsoft says that Messenger users who switch to Skype will get benefits such as the ability to call landline and mobile phones and better support on mobile devices. Except for mainland China, Messenger will be discontinued worldwide after the first quarter of 2013. That's 91X News to 1207. I'll be back in a minute with sports.
It's kind of scary being on my own for the first time. I mean, I've got rent and groceries and bills that I have to pay. There's no way I could ever afford a car on a college student's budget. Fortunately, Belleville Transit's got me covered. They go all over Belleville and run 7 days a week. Best part is for only $244, I can get a semester pass from the Loyalist Bookstore. That leaves me more money for the really important things in life, like girls' night out.
Belleville Transit, wherever life takes you.
The two sides in the NHL labor dispute plan to meet again today in New York. They met for over 7 hours yesterday at an undisclosed location. Both sides anticipate the next round of talks will center on the so-called make-whole provision that is viewed as the most important hurdle to reaching a deal. Players have been locked out for over 7 weeks. The Toronto Raptors will play their second road game in as many nights without their leading scorer. Point guard Kyle Lowry left last night's 108-88 point loss to Oklahoma City with a sprained right ankle. He was later seen wearing a padded boot. The Raptors are in Dallas tonight in one of 13 games on the NBA schedule. The ATP says its season-ending finals will stay in London for an extra 2 years to 2015. The tour finale for the top eight players in the world is in the fourth year of a five-year deal to play at the O2 Arena in the British capital. The tournament came to London in 2009 after 4 years in Shanghai. The Canadian men's soccer team is moving up in the latest FIFA rankings despite a recent 8-1 drubbing in Honduras. Canada rises one position to number 60. The Hondurans are up 10 spots after their World Cup qualifying victory, moving past Canada to number 56. Powerhouse Spain retains the top spot. Millwall Football Club is handing a 13-year-old supporter an indefinite ban after he admitted racially abusing Bolton striker Marvin Sordell. The fan has issued a written apology for abusing Sordell during the English second-tier club's 2-1 win over Bolton Wanderers last month. Because of the fan's age, Millwall decided not to issue a lifetime ban. The University of Texas confirms that former Longhorns football coach Daryl Royal is dead at the age of 88. Royal never had a losing season in 23 years as a head coach at Texas, Mississippi State, and Washington. He won 10 Cotton Bowl championships and national championships in 1963 and 1969. The International Cycling Union turned to the Court of Arbitration for Sport on Wednesday for help choosing a team to investigate the governing body's link to the Lance Armstrong doping case. Australian lawyer John Coates, the president of the Sports Court Board, has suggested names for a three-member inquiry panel which will soon begin work. The commission will include a respected senior lawyer, a forensic accountant, and an experienced sports administrator, all independent of cycling. The UCI said it has already contacted lawyers and sports officials proposed by Coates, who is also a member of the International Olympic Committee Executive Board. The inquiry is seen as a key stage for the UCI in trying to restore its damaged credibility following the Armstrong affair. A report and recommendation are due by June 1st. Lancer volleyball fans, get ready. The men's and women's squads are ready to kick off their home openers at the Lancer Dome tonight. Both teams will be facing the Fleming Knights, with the women playing at 6 and the men playing at 8. Loyalist and Fleming played each other in exhibition matches 3 weeks ago, with the women's team winning 3-1 and the men's squad losing 3-2. November 24th marks the 2012 Ontario Jiu-Jitsu Championships, where fighters from different schools are looking to prove they are the best. John Dixon will be representing local gym Loyalist MMA. He's back in the sport after about 12 months away from it. While some fighters believe that training takes away time that could be spent with family, Dixon believes training has brought his family closer.
In a positive aspect, I mean, ever since I started training, I kind of cut out drinking and partying and stuff like that. So if anything, we're closer than we used to be. I mean, they're not a big fan of the boxing or getting hit in the face or anything, but they do love the grappling aspect.
After the tournament, it's off to Queen's University in the new year for Dixon, where he hopes to continue training alongside his schoolwork. Please remember to send us your team or league scores. Be sure to email us at sports@91x.fm. That does it for sports. Let's see what we're doing with the weather here. This afternoon, sunny skies and a high of 5 degrees. This evening, clear skies and dropping down to minus 4 degrees. Tomorrow, more sunshine and a high of 6 degrees. Right now, it's 3 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Brandon White, and your news is next at 1.